content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from ACB.org, layoffs at the Department of Education. On Friday, October 10th, hundreds of employees under the U.S. Department of Education were laid off. Specifically, programs that enforce the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, and other civil rights were impacted. One number reported was the firing of 466 department employees, almost all the employees of the Office of Special Education and Rehabilitation Services, OSERS, were let go, leaving only a few head staff members. Included in the firings were staff of the Rehabilitation Services Administration, RSA. RSA oversees State Vocational Rehabilitation Services, VR. As regular consumers of VR services, the blind and low-vision community is nervous to see the impact of such firings. ACB is investigating and collaborating with other disability advocates to determine next steps. Advocates have already begun to draft sign-on letters to the government to explain the detrimental effects of such changes. The blind community also plans to come together in the coming days to plan next steps. Please keep a lookout for future instructions on steps you can take to advocate for these vital services at risk. We are also hearing about similar firings at other federal agencies. We will follow this closely and share what we know. Posted October 14, 2025. Also from ACB via the Speak Number 4 dot app. Tell Congress to support the Blind Americans Return to Work Act. Currently, blind Americans who receive Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, face the earnings cliff where their benefits end abruptly once they earn above a set threshold, discouraging many from pursuing work opportunities. The Blind Americans Return to Work Act, House Resolution 1175, will establish a 20-year demonstration project to replace this cliff with a fairer system that phases out benefits gradually at a two-for-one rate, reducing benefits by $2 for every $1 earned above the threshold. This change removes a key disincentive to work and gives blind individuals the stability to seek and maintain meaningful employment. By promoting workforce participation and economic independence, the Act empowers blind Americans to build self-sufficiency while still ensuring needed support as they transition into the labor market. Also on ACB.org, recognizing White Cane Safety Day on the 15th, celebrating independence and accessibility. Recognizing White Cane Safety Day, October 15, 2025. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, proudly joins people and organizations around the world in recognizing White Cane Safety Day. This day honors the achievements of people who are blind or have low vision and celebrates the white cane as a powerful symbol of independence. The white cane not only empowers individuals to travel safely and confidently, but also serves as a reminder of the importance of accessible environments and public awareness. White Cane Safety Day is about equality, inclusion, and empowerment, said ACB Executive Director Scott Thornhill. The white cane represents freedom of movement and full participation in our communities, which are core to ACB's mission. Through advocacy, outreach, and partnerships, ACB works year-round to advance accessibility in all aspects of society. On this day and every day, ACB reaffirms its commitment to creating a world where people who are blind or have low vision can navigate freely and independently. Access a compilation of white cane laws by state on the ACB website, https://www.acb.org/white-cane-laws-states, posted October 14th, and I will continue to that link to read the laws for North Carolina. North Carolina State Law 20-175.2. Right-of-way at crossings, intersections, and traffic control signal points, white cane or guide dog to serve as signal for the blind. At any street, road, or highway crossing or intersection where the movement of traffic is not regulated by a traffic officer or by traffic control signals, any blind or partially blind pedestrian shall be entitled to the right-of-way at such crossing or intersection if such blind or partially blind pedestrian shall extend before him at arm's length a cane, white in color or white tipped with red, or if such person is accompanied by a guide dog. Upon receiving such a signal, all vehicles at or approaching such intersection or crossing shall come to a full stop, leaving clear a lane through which such a pedestrian may pass, and such vehicle shall remain stationary until such blind or partially blind pedestrian has completed the passage of such crossing or intersection. At any street, road, or highway crossing or intersection where the movement of traffic is regulated by traffic control signals, blind or partially blind pedestrian shall be entitled to the right-of-way if such person having such cane or accompanied by a guide dog shall be partly across such crossing or intersection at the time the traffic control signals change, and all vehicles shall stop and remain stationary until such pedestrian has completed passage across the intersection or crossing. 1949 C324S2. And the link for that is https://www.ncleg.net/enacted-legislation/statutes/html/bisection/chapter20/GS20-175.2.html. Penalty. 20-177, penalty for felony. Any person who shall be convicted of a violation of any of the provisions of this article herein, or by the laws of this state, declared to constitute a felony shall, unless a different penalty is prescribed herein or by the laws of this state, be punished as a Class 1 felon. HTDB. The same link. From the Driver's Manual, Chapter 4, Your Driving. The law gives a blind pedestrian special consideration at an intersection where there are no traffic signals when the pedestrian extends a white cane or a white cane with a red tip or has a guide dog. https://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/license/ID/driver-licenses/new-drivers/documents/driver-handbook.pdf. From autismsociety.org, Department of Education condemned for ending support for students with disabilities. Broad coalition of disability, civil rights, and education organizations call for reversal of layoffs at Department of Education. Dateline October 14th. A broad coalition of national, state, and local disability, civil rights, and education organizations is sounding the alarm over sweeping layoffs at the U.S. Department of Education. These cuts have gutted key offices, including the Office of Special Education Programs, OSEP, the Rehabilitation Services Administration, RSA, the Office for Civil Rights, OCR, and the Office of Elementary and Secondary Education, OESE, threatening decades of progress in protecting students with disabilities. These wholesale terminations place fundamental education laws in peril and place millions of children with disabilities at risk who receive services under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, and Title IV of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. These layoffs circumvent the will of Congress and dismantle 50 years of precedent upholding rights for students with disabilities. Without personnel to oversee these laws, the department cannot provide essential leadership, oversight, guidance, or support to states and schools, jeopardizing students' access to a free, appropriate public education and hampering the ability of states and localities to serve all students. In addition, the terminations also threaten the vocational rehabilitation system that helps youth and adults with disabilities become employed. This year marks the 50th anniversary of IDEA, a law that has enjoyed strong bipartisan support for five decades. Rather than celebrating progress, we face a crisis. The dismantling of the very infrastructure Congress created to ensure children with disabilities could reach their full potential, potentially catapulting them back to a time of segregation and refusal to provide educational opportunities. The undersigned organizations urge the administration and call on Congress to do the same, to reverse course immediately and restore staffing and transparency at the U.S. Department of Education. Strong federal leadership is not optional. It's a moral and legal obligation for our nation's children with disabilities. Signed a bunch of national organizations. That is way too long to read. And I'm sure that list is followed by state and local organizations as well. From nfbofnorthcarolina.org, support independence one seahorse at a time. Seahorse Fundraiser. The National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina, NFB of NC, invites you to make a meaningful impact by purchasing one-of-a-kind special Seahorse Fundraiser items. More than just a unique and charming keepsake, your purchase helps fund vital programs that empower blind individuals across North Carolina. Programs like education advocacy, accessible technology training, and youth mentorship. The seahorse symbolizes strength and resilience, much like the spirit of our community. By buying one today, you're not only showing your support, you're helping blind North Carolinians live the lives they want. Dive in and make a difference. We would like to thank Blind Girl Designs for partnering with us for this one-of-a-kind fundraiser. Click on the link for an audio description of the seahorse image. Appreciate you clicking the below link to support the NFB of NC. Seahorse Convention Fundraiser from Blind Girl Designs, which I did and will read as follows. At blindgirldesigns.com, there is a list of links at the heading. There's a 800 number to call, and there is a North Carolina Federation of the Blind fundraiser. You can call 862-448-1011 to shop. There's a series of images featuring various shades of blue in Carolina blue, Duke blue, navy blue. Descriptions include t-shirts, tote bags, and hoodies, and a sweatshirt that you can pick up at the state events. And you can order the sweatshirts for, let's see, the hoodies are $64, the totes are $36, the sweatshirts are $39, and the t-shirts are $29. From actionfund.org, Braille calendars. Every year, the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults provides free of charge more than 10,000 Braille calendars to blind and deafblind people throughout the United States. These pocket calendars are an invaluable tool for everyday use. They provide the day, date, and the major holidays during each month. They allow blind people to receive the same information that their sighted family, friends, and colleagues have easy access to. Testimonials. While I use accessible technology each day in my job, I find tremendous value in having a calendar that I can access directly while conducting conference calls or meetings. I also use it for planning my business and personal trips. This calendar is quick and easy to use. My daughter can look up the dates and holidays herself without asking for help. Thank you. If you would like to make sure a deafblind or blind person is able to continue to receive a Braille calendar, please consider making a $10 donation today at the hot link. 2026 Braille calendars? Please complete the following form to request a 2026 Braille calendar. And I'm not going to include that form. From nfb.org, the new NLS DTB player, a compelling upgrade. Braille Monitor, October 2025. Article by Carl Bellinger, B-E-L-A-N-G-E-R. From the editor, Carl Bellinger has contributed many technology reviews and articles to these pages and other Federation publications over the years and has been a familiar presenter at both virtual and in-person technology demonstrations, boutiques, and seminars. This is his last contribution as a member of the Federation staff, but he tells me he hopes to contribute more as he can while pursuing new opportunities. Here is his review of the upgraded book player from our nation's library service for the blind. Introduction. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled has recently begun distributing the new Digital Advanced Player 2. DA2, as an upgrade to the existing player. This new device provides a straightforward way for patrons of the National Library Service, NLS, to download books from the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service. The new player also supports connecting to Bluetooth headsets. It still supports playback from the NLS cartridges, as well as audio files from a USB drive. This new player represents a significant upgrade, making the player much more viable for users who weren't interested in the original player or are frequent BARD users. Physical description of the player. If you are familiar with the original player, the new one is fairly similar. Most of the front edge is taken up by the cartridge slot. The handle of the player starts just left of the cartridge slot and wraps around until it is more than halfway up the left side. The large round speaker is in the top left corner of the player. The speaker sound is very clear and can get quite loud, so you should be able to hear your book just fine in a noisy environment or outdoors. The right side of the player has a headphone jack, a standard USB port, and a USB-C port for charging and file transfer. One notable difference is that the player uses a USB-C adapter for charging rather than having a cord compartment on the back of the unit. The top of the player has a very similar layout to the older advanced player. The front edge has rewind, play, pause, and fast-forward buttons. On the left side of the player, there are mode, bookmark, and bookshelf buttons going from front to back. Just above the play button is the sleep button, which lets you adjust the sleep timer. In the middle of the top face are triangular up, down, left, right buttons with an info button in the middle. Across the back edge are three sets of up, down buttons to adjust the tone, volume, and speed, respectively. Lastly, the power button is near the right side of the player and surrounded by a raised ring in the top surface. All the buttons are fairly large, rubberized, and easily identifiable by both shape and Braille labels. Charging and battery life. The new NLS player changes things up by using a USB-C charger. While you lose the convenience of the built-in cord, this new method brings a lot of flexibility. You are not limited to the included charger. If you're away from a standard outlet, you can use a portable power bank to charge the player. Since the player's battery is quite large, I'd recommend using one with a fairly high output to ensure the battery charges in a timely manner. That said, you're not going to need to charge the player very often. The battery life is stellar, easily lasting over 30 hours on a charge. This was with Wi-Fi connected, searching and downloading several books, and general heavy usage. If you only listen to a book with airplane mode on and the volume relatively low, it will probably last much longer. Using the new player. To turn the player on, press and hold the power button for a second or two. You will hear a little jingle, followed by a welcome announcement. After 10 or 15 seconds, the player will come up to the bookshelf. If there are no books in the internal memory and a cartridge isn't inserted, you will be placed in the key describer. Press any button to hear its function announced. Press and hold the bookshelf button to bring up the user guide. Setting things up. When you first get the player, you will likely want to connect to Wi-Fi, log into BARD, and possibly pair a Bluetooth headset. Press and hold the info button to get to the menu and go to settings. Under Wi-Fi settings, you can scan for networks and select the one you want to connect to. It is possible, though a bit tedious, to enter the password using the player itself. You use the up and down arrows to move through letters, the sleep button to enter them, and the bookmark button to switch between lowercase, uppercase, and numbers, and symbols, keyboards. Holding down the arrows will let you jump a few items at a time, but it still takes a while, especially if the password is long. Fortunately, the player supports USB keyboards. Plug a keyboard into the USB port, and you can type in the credentials normally. Use left and right arrows to review what you've typed and backspace to delete characters. Enter submits the prompt. Once you're connected to Wi-Fi, exit settings and go to the NLS BARD menu option. Use the player or a keyboard to enter your email and password and you're good to go. Lastly, if you want to pair a Bluetooth headset, go back into the settings, select Bluetooth, put your headset or speaker in pairing mode, and select it from the list. Using BARD. Before we can listen to books, we need to download something. Press and hold info to get into the menu and select NLS BARD. Log in if you haven't already. There are a number of options in the BARD menu, including search, wish list, most recent or most popular books, recent magazines, previous downloads, and current downloads. Selecting most of these options brings up a list of books. Use the left and right arrows to select one and press the info button. This will bring up options to download a book, add it to your wish list, get info including the book description, or close the menu. Once you have one or more downloads queued, you can view them in the current downloads option from the BARD menu. The player will download one book at a time, then proceed to the next. Once you have at least one book downloaded, or if you insert a cartridge, the bookshelf becomes available. The bookshelf. Once you have books available, you can access the bookshelf by either closing the menu or by pressing the bookshelf button. You can use the left and right arrows to move through the books and play to start reading. Pressing info will read the book number, title, and author, and pressing bookmark will prompt to delete the book. If a USB drive is plugged in, the player will scan the drive for books and announce refreshing bookshelf content while doing so. It will then add any new books to the bookshelf. I plugged in an external 2-terabyte hard drive with a number of audio files on it to see if the player could work with it. It took several minutes, but the player did eventually index the entire drive and found all of the audio files. One downside to doing this is that if you turn the player off and back on, it needs to rescan the drive. If you have a drive with a number of NLS books on it, it may be worth copying them to internal media if you plan to read them regularly. Reading a book. Once you've selected a book, you can press play to read it. This functions exactly like the reader in the previous player. You can rewind and fast forward using the buttons or navigate among the navigation levels and chapters using the arrow keys. Pressing the speed or tone adjustments while a book is playing will adjust the settings for that book only. Other features of the player. Aside from the main function of downloading and reading books, the player has a few other features worth mentioning. Transferring books from a computer. You can connect the player directly to a computer to copy books to the internal storage. Before this will work, you need to turn on the Media Transfer Protocol, MTP, option in user settings. Once this is done, the player will show up as an external drive on your computer. You can either copy books to the books folder or copy zip folders to the zipped media folder. Doing the latter will cause the player to unzip the book once it's transferred. Bluetooth headsets. As mentioned previously, the NLS DA2 player can connect to Bluetooth headsets for listening to books. I found the pairing process to be straightforward, and there wasn't much lag when navigating around the player. Unfortunately, it is not possible to use any of the controls on the Bluetooth headset or speaker to control the player. This somewhat undermines the point of using a Bluetooth device. The benefit of using Bluetooth is for personal listening at a distance from the player, and having to go back to it every time you want to adjust the volume or navigate within a book is not great. I am hopeful this may change in a future update. Controlling the player with a USB keyboard. In addition to entering text, you can also completely control the player using a USB keyboard. By default, only the arrow keys on the keyboard are mapped to the arrows on the player. In order to configure any other buttons, you must go to the Configure Key Bindings option in Settings and map a keyboard key to each player button. This could be useful if you're doing a lot of searches on BARD and don't want to have to keep switching back and forth from the keyboard to the player. This feature is also intended to work with switches on other non-standard input devices, though I have not tested this. Final thoughts. The new NLS player has several features that make it a compelling upgrade over its predecessor. Now that it's possible to download books directly, getting books into the device is much easier for those less comfortable with technology, while at the same time becoming more compelling for those users comfortable with BARD on other devices. I chose not to have the previous player as I was easily able to download a book to my phone and read it that way. However, I have been thoroughly enjoying this new player. I love having a book playing in my apartment while I'm doing other things. The speaker is of much higher quality than anything on a phone. Plus, it leaves my phone free for anything else I may want to do, or just charge in the other room. While I probably won't travel with it, the player is small enough to fit easily into a laptop or tablet compartment on a backpack if you want to take yours with you. If you are an NLS patron, I highly recommend checking this player out. Since the player can also get updates over the internet, I expect we may see even more new features added in the future. If you are interested, contact your local library to request one. As of the time of writing, the player is very new and in high demand, so you may have to wait before yours ships. The new NLS Digital Advanced Player 2 is an easy-to-use device for downloading and listening to books that is straightforward enough for less technical users while offering more advanced features for those who are comfortable with getting the most out of their gear. From AFB.org, Focus, September 2025, AFB Spotlight. New AFB survey seeks better understanding of AI usage. As part of its ongoing research into the impact of artificial intelligence on society, particularly for people with disabilities, the AFB Public Policy and Research Institute, PPRI, has launched a national study to examine AI's role in everyday life. The survey explores how AI is being used in employment, transportation, healthcare, and daily living, with the goal of understanding its benefits and challenges for people with and without disabilities. We're deeply interested in learning more about AI's true impact on American life, said Stephanie Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T, AFB's Chief Public Policy and Research Officer. The more we capture how people of all abilities use AI, the better we can guide developers to ensure accessibility in our rapidly changing world. This survey represents the second phase of PPRI's work on AI. The first phase, released in January, highlighted predictions from experts across technology, nonprofit, and public sectors about AI's impact on the disability community. Anyone over 18 living in the U.S. is eligible to participate regardless of disability status. PPRI hopes to achieve a balanced pool of respondents. The survey closed at the end of September. You can learn more at www.afb.org/AI survey. And finally, from fightingblindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness marks World Mental Health Day with upcoming webinar for eye care professionals. Dateline October 10th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the driving force in the global development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases, is recognizing World Mental Health Day by announcing a free webinar for eye care professionals that highlights the critical role of mental health support in treating patients with retinal degenerative diseases. The one-hour session, Seeing Beyond Vision Loss, a focus on mental health resources for patients with retinal disease, will explore the emotional impact of progressive vision loss and the importance of a holistic care model that integrates ophthalmic treatment, low vision rehabilitation, and mental health resources. Vision loss is not just a medical challenge, it's an emotional and psychological one, said Michelle Glaze, Director of Professional Outreach, Foundation Fighting Blindness. Announcing this program on World Mental Health Day underscores the importance of equipping eye care professionals with the tools and resources to support patients' resilience, reduce isolation, and improve quality of life. The webinar will include a patient perspective, a clinician's overview of holistic approaches to care, and a psychologist's insights on counseling and available resources. A live Q&A will follow the presentations. Event details, Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Time, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Registration free at bit.ly/N#HGK7M. Featured presenters. The program will bring together perspectives from a patient advocate. Well, I don't have time for details. I hope you enjoyed this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 919-832-5138 with your comments and questions.